Well, brethren, with Passover being just a few weeks away, today I'd like to tell you a personal story. Now, this story happened to me over the past month. About a month ago, I was sitting in my office after solving yet another one of my company's problems and saving the world, just pondering about my next raise, my next promote. No, I was sitting in my office, and my boss, knocks on my door, and he says, "Hey, I just wanted to give you a bit of a heads up. We're working with a company down in Camden, South Carolina. We're gonna do some IT work for them, and that's my department. And it's a lot of work. It's a pretty rough situation. There's a reason they need our help. And I just wanted to let you know I'm probably gonna ask you to go down there maybe and see, what's going on." Well, over the course of a few weeks, lo and behold, go down there turned into take a full-blown work trip because it was that bad. And my boss kind of let me know, "We're probably going to have you stay the night, maybe two." Now, for me, this was awesome. I've always personally really, really wanted to travel for work. When I was a kid, my dad traveled to China and Taiwan for work. And it's kind of always been like a personal goal of mine, If they're having you travel for work, it's a real job, And for me, the other great thing is that means I get to stay in a hotel, preferably, Ritz-Carlton or something like that. And I get to dine at these, Michelin star restaurants on the company dime. I mean, what could be better? Well, unfortunately for me, there is not a Ritz-Carlton in Camden, South Carolina. Nor do they have a Michelin star restaurant. The closest thing they have is a Hardee's. Now, nevertheless, my boss told me, "All right, you're going to go down on these days. Here's your accommodations. Here's where you need to go." And there were six rooms total that I had to work on. I do the conferencing equipment for my company. So six total rooms that need to be worked on. And this is a client now. It's not just an in-house thing. So we have to make sure to do a good job, present well. So it was important that I'd have all the tools that I needed while I was down there and I would do a good job. So the week before the trip, I started kind of collecting and telling my boss, "Okay, I'm gonna need you to order these six things, one for each room. I need some more of this tool. I need more of this, whatnot." And began collecting my tools, my drill, things along those lines, as I'd be mounting TVs, taking down hardware from the walls, things like that. Now, Camden, South Carolina is about a 2-hour drive from my house. So Monday morning, I got in my car, did some stuff at the office, and I headed down. And on that 2-hour drive, I had plenty of time to ponder my upcoming trip, think about what I was gonna do, what I was gonna do, what I was gonna need. And thoughts started creeping in my mind of, I don't know if I took that second drill battery. And I was like, well, on the box on the drill, the guy's he's rough and tough construction worker, he's drilling into concrete, I'm just drilling into walls. Six conference rooms. So I start doing the math in my head. I think one battery is probably going to be enough for me. And the first 2 days of my trip, that was true. My drill has one of those little light indicators on the battery that tells you how much is left. And there are four bars. Day one bar is gone. All right, 4-day trip. If I'm running, doing my math right, I should be fine. Day two, another bar goes down. It turns out I had to stay 4 days. So y'all can do the math. And I started to get a little bit worried. Day three, I started to notice my drill maybe wasn't necessarily as strong as it was. When I had to drill into the studs to mount this equipment, it took a little more force than it did the first few days. It was a bit slower, a bit weaker, and I was having to work harder to get the same result. Does this situation sound familiar to some of us this time of year? It's been 5 months since the feast. After the feast, most of us have our spiritual battery is at its high point. We've had a wonderful week. I think it's fair to say it's the high point for most people during the year. And then slowly over these last 5 months, over winter, there's no holy days, and slowly we start to notice things. Maybe our spiritual battery isn't as charged as it once was. Maybe we're not as sharp. Maybe we're not as motivated in our study. But it's sometimes a bit of a gradual thing. It's not like our battery, our spiritual motivation just suddenly drops off a cliff. If you would, please begin turning to Psalms 73, verse 26. Again, that's Psalms 73, verse 26. We are flesh and blood, and we are human, and we do have physical limits. And we start to kind of notice these, I think. So David writes, "My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." David knew that our heart and our flesh fail, but God gives us our strength. Luckily, God gives us a way that we can recharge our battery. God gives us a way to recharge our battery. I want everyone to hold on to that thought for a second. I'm going to talk about my work trip again here. Now, unfortunately for me, Milwaukee does give you a way to recharge your battery, but that was still at home. I forgot to bring that, and I forgot to bring my spare battery. So I had to start maybe being a little more tactical about what I was willing to use my drill on. I had to start maybe hand-screwing a couple things, maybe doing nails. I don't know. I had to try to improvise a few situations. Because I knew the last day of my trip, I needed to head to the big boss of the trip, if you will, the CEO's office. The CEO there, the company wanted a few things installed in her office, and I was in charge of doing that. And the last thing I wanted to do was not be able to get things right for the CEO. So with my drill battery already running on low, I arrived at the CEO's office. She had moved to a different office for that day. Took the TVs off the wall, went to set everything up. Took my drill, got the little, you know, fancy self-tapping screws, drilled in, halfway, and then thunk. And I'm like, I thought I had enough battery. So I pull out and I check, and the battery light still says one. I'm like, no, I should have enough battery to get through this. Something's holding me up. And so I go, down, I go to the next stud 16 inches over. Same deal. Unbeknownst to me, the building that the CEO's office in had metal studs. Now, for those of you who have never mounted anything, it's not impossible to mount something in a metal stud, but you're going to have to drill out the stud first and use special equipment, which means I was going to have to use my drill twice as much as I thought I was going to in her office. Spiritually, when our battery is low, do we run into these challenges like I ran into this metal stud? Oftentimes, this time of the year, right before Passover and the spring holy days, it seems like we all have challenges and trials that pick up. I know oftentimes I hear people talk about how, the devil's really out to get us this time of the year. Satan really wants to get to us right before the Passover. I think we've all felt that. We've all seen that. Having a drained battery alone is a tough situation, but when we have a drained battery and we run into a trial, it only compounds. And when it rains, it pours. I forgot my laptop charger as well while I was down there. So I think I've learned a lesson about maybe, you would think an IT guy would have a laptop charger with him, but nevertheless, we just keep running into these trials. So brethren, remember when I said to remember about how we charge, how God can give us a way to charge? Let's look at that. Passover is coming up, and that presents us an excellent opportunity to recharge our spiritual battery. But just like my drill charger has a certain plug it needs and a certain drill battery that it'll only charge, Passover has certain things that we must do. If you would please begin turning to 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Luckily for us, God outlines the steps that we have to take for Passover to prepare. Now, it would be impossible for me in one sermonette or a sermon or anything to tell us every single thing we needed to do to prepare for the Passover. And I want to give a quick shout out to the Beyond Today website, specifically a series of BT Dailies. Mr. Darius McNeely was, the presenter of, talking about this specific verse and how it kind of encompasses a good idea of what we need to do for Passover. Again, that's 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified." So we need to examine ourselves. We have to test ourselves. And we have to know ourselves. Well, examining ourselves, I think we all have heard the past couple weeks, the sermons last week, the sermon discussion, things along those lines where we understand, taking a look at ourselves. Testing ourselves, I always, I've recently been in college, and to me, tests were always, like my father, I kind of struggled at some of my early college with testing. But occasionally, I would get a test in one of my classes that would be what's called a group open book test. You could take the test in a group with four people, and you could have Google. You could just Google the answers. Now, the idea from these tests is usually that the answers and problems would be a little more complex, but more often than not, when you have all those resources available, you can kind of bluff your way through the test and figure out. A personal favorite strategy of mine in high school, whenever I had a test and I wasn't 100% sure on the answer, was to just write like 9 paragraphs on my sheet of paper. If the teacher asked what the mitochondria does, if I put, half a textbook worth of, words on there, something's got to be right. And surely Mrs. Smith will give me a B in biology. We can't do that with the test that we have to conduct for Passover. We can't bluff our way through it. We have to be honest with ourselves. Then we have to know ourselves. After we've examined and after we've tested, we often know what areas of our life that we're still going to have to work on, what sins we struggle with, what we may just need to focus on this year. So now that we know that we recharge our battery at Passover, how do we keep our charge throughout the rest of the year? Of course, there are things we can do like consistent prayer habits, Bible study, fellowshipping, and fasting. And 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray without ceasing. Joshua 1:8 tells us to meditate on the word daily. And I think it's pretty reasonable to say that most of us try and do a good job, and these are relatively easy, pretty common things to do. However, I'd like to propose something else we can do throughout the year. Go back and look at your test. Go back and look at your test. At the beginning of the spiritual year here for Passover, we spend weeks talking about examining and testing. At the beginning of the school year, I would often spend weeks going over my first test. By the time the final test came around, more often than not, the best study guide I had available to me was my previous test. If we can take a look back at our spiritual evaluation that we did at the beginning of the year, throughout the year, it can keep us on track and somewhat work as like a progress indicator for us. Keeping your battery charged throughout the year can be tough, and I think after Passover, a lot of times we have some stress built up with, I need to examine, I need to do all these testings, I need to see what I need to do. And I think unfortunately, a lot of the times we do our tests, we say, all right, I'm going to keep the Passover. We take the Passover and we take our test that we just did and we file it away. And we say, all right, I'll do that again next year. I think that if we take that test that we did throughout the year and compare ourselves and our progress throughout the year, we can learn a lot and we can make sure to track our progress. Let's make sure that we use our exam throughout the year as a powerful tool. Now, I'm not going to leave you hanging here on what happened in South Carolina. I was able to get everything installed. I got lucky someone else there did have a laptop charger for me. But I learned the lesson the hard way. Next time I go down, I'm surely going to bring an extra drill battery, probably bring a laptop charger, and I'm probably going to ask my dad to borrow his generator just in case. Thankfully, we don't have to learn spiritual lessons the hard way. God gives us the tools and the methods we need to recharge and keep our charge throughout the year. Let's make sure we use them.